one of the Waller runners in the race. He's got the one and two here, but they were going to try to ride it back the other day. Nothing seemed to go right for it, number two, eight over. And the other one I've thrown in is Bobby Pierce's off number five, One of the Kind. It's going to win a race one day. It's last up third, finished behind Sherry Arm there at Wyong, but that's not too far away from the win. 4-3, 2-5.
And the last, the Gwenda Markwell, number nine, Lani Girls, the favourite at $2.90, over two, Awesome Sam at $4.20, and one, Bow Lord at $4.40.
I've gone this way, 2-1-11, and what have we got here, 2-1-11 and 9. I thought number two, the two top weights here are both Gwenda Markwells. I'll give her the Cronulla. Awesome Sam. Now, young Brock Ryan, I don't know whether he would have had his choice of the stable runners here, but he's been on these both at their last start. Awesome Sam, he hasn't won for a while, I must say. And there is some doubt there at 1,600 metres. But with a claim here, got an awkward draw. But his three career runs, wins have always been here on his home track. So I'm going with him, not with a great deal of overconfidence. I must say, Bow Lord, his stable mate, was a terrific run here first up recently over the 1,200 metres. That was only 9 days ago. He jumps to 1,600 metres. He has a bit of stepping up form, and that first up run showed. And there was a bit of money for him there, too, to say that he's come back all right. But number 11, Multimedia. She didn't get much room first up there at her first Sydney run coming from Queensland, the stables of John Thompson at Hawkesbury recently beyond Smart Bombardier. And that was in a bit of a stronger race than this, I think. So equal luck in running, I've got to throw it in there. And Lani Girl, she just hasn't won for a while either. But this is another one that's probably the easiest race she has contested for a while. So in the last one, 2-1-11-9, Andrew.
Right, are you keen on the first? Anything else?
Race two, number five, History of Peace. I think they brought it to Canberra today to try to get a win out of it. Do you need some quaddy numbers, mate?
Briefly, Wayne, yep.
Okay. Race five, we've got 10 and 9. Race six, 2-5-7. Race seven, 4-3-2. And race eight, 2-1-11. $54 for 100%, mate. We've kept it pretty cheap.
Righto, and you can play percentages on that as well. And the best, 1-1 and 2-5. Good on you, Wayne. We'll get your numbers right through the day on Sky Sports Radio.
Thanks, Andrew. You go and give Wiggs a pat for me, won't you?
No, I will be for sure. Good on you, mate. Have a good day.
All right, mate. Bye.
Wayne Harris looking at Kembla Grange. You'll hear his late mail right through the day on Sky Sports Radio. A break, and then we'll be looking more here at Randwick. Beautiful sunshine is out. There's a cool breeze. Don't worry about that. Get out here and enjoy it. We're counting down to Winx. She runs in 5 hours.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
And the Mitsubishi Diamond Day sale is on at Paul Wakeling Mitsubishi, Campbelltown, with a fuel card up to $2,000 on a range of vehicles like Outlander and Triton. Ends on Sunday. Conditions do apply. Remember, a truck's broken down on the M1 approaching Dog Trap Road. It's in Lane 1 southbound. Borgham Hills, a car's broken down on the M2 just below Windsor Road eastbound. Liverpool, traffic lights flashing yellow on Moorbank Avenue at the M5 eastbound on-off ramp. Police directing traffic there. And Minchinbury, truck's broken down on the M4 approaching the M7. It's in the breakdown lane eastbound. Here's some fuel for thought. E10 petrol is often the cheapest, and the NRMA says it's safe for most cars. Check that your car is compatible. Search E10 fuel for thought. I'm Ian McRae, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has Greyhound Racing covered.
Beacon Street looming large. The young gun, Beacon Street wins.
Beacon Street.
For the Proctor family will represent New South Wales in the National Sprint Championship at Albion Park.
They're heading to Brisbane, Vegas.
While Abby Ripper contests the National Distance Grand Final. Some of the best greyhounds from around Australia do battle. And Dave Carlson will be trackside for all the late mail. Friday night here on Sky Sports Radio.
At Bing Lee, get up to $500 off the ticketed price on 55-inch and above 4K Ultra HD TVs. Visit binglee.com.au for full T's and C's. Hurry, end Sunday. Only at the home of TV, Bing Lee.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $200,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, and for the next 25 minutes or so, we're focusing in on the return of the champion mare, Winx, here at Randwick. There is a cool breeze. We can't get away from that, but there's so much sunshine. I can see a little speck of cloud out there, but it's a magnificent morning to be at the races here at Randwick. We can't wait for the first of midday and then into Winx at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And joining us, Nivesh Ramdani, track manager here. Nivesh, you're out there. How are the conditions?
Yeah, Andrew, good morning to you. And as you said, beautiful sunshine. If you just sort of hide away from the wind, it is magnificent. There is a bit of a breeze blowing, Andrew. It's coming in from the southwest. But look, it's a fantastic day for racing.
And with that southwest wind, the jockeys will have that wind on their back in the straight.
That's right. As they turn for home, they'll have that a bit of assistance down the straight for the wind. Obviously, up the back straight, it's going to be straight in their face. But look, the track's a good 3, penetrometer 4.89.
And it'd be fair to say, because of the winds in recent days, that this is a good 3 and pretty firm for the meeting today.
Yeah, look, it's a genuine good 3 track, Andrew. No getting away from that. Obviously, it'll be interesting to see the times and see how this wind assists with the sectionals. But yeah, look, you know, given the weather conditions of late, it's been pretty dry fortnight and unseasonally warm for the time of the year. The track's dried out pretty well.
Righto, we can't wait. Thanks a lot, Nivesh. Enjoy the whole day.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a lovely day.
Nivesh Ramdani, track manager. The Australian Turf Club should be congratulated in what they've done with the cost today. They are limited. It's $15 only to come here today for adults. The under-15s are free. The cost of buying a meat pie or a schooner of beer have been kept at a very low price, and well done to all at the ATC. I know this isn't something for today. They've worked through it. But to basically open the door on Might and Power Race Day, the kids, they've got so many amenities out here, all the kids' stuff, and outside the adults want to go and see Winx. I reckon there'll be a few kids that'll want to watch her as well. And Paul Joyce has done all before. Morning to you, Joycey.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. Yeah, terrific day, isn't it? Can't wait to see Winx back, and obviously plenty of group racing at Randwick, and we're on that good 3 surface that you just mentioned. So it doesn't get much better, Andrew, especially to kick off, really, the spring carnival.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have a chat with Nick Quinn from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Nick.
Very good morning, Andrew. And as you alluded to, everyone does have a spring in their step today with the mighty mare Winx stepping out. And unlike last week, there's been a bit more value early in the program compared to some of the shorties we did see pretty much backed as if unbeatable last week.
Well, let's have a look at the Silver Shadow. There might only be 5 in a quinny, but it's a very competitive race.
It is a competitive race, Andrew, and there has been money at various stages for most of the runners in the market as well. The best backed runner today has probably been Formality, which is now a $3.70 chance. Did get out to $3.90 back into $3.70. At least a $3.00 into $2.50 chance. Champagne Cuddles $2.60. Then we've got one more Honey at $13. Villa Coroletta a $16 chance. But Formality has attracted a bit of support today, Paul, and I dare say could be the likely leader.
Yeah, it looks that way, Quinny. Looking at her trial win down there in Melbourne, she basically bounced out of the gates and it was hard held in front. It was a very impressive trial. And we've seen a bit of her in Sydney in the past. Elise, I expect from Barrier 5, will roll forward and probably sit outside Formality. And look, I think those two will find out the finish. I've gone 5, 2, 3, and 1 in the opener. I just thought Elise, with that race fitness, might have a slight edge over Formality. I really don't think there'll be a lot in it. Obviously, the form around Elise is really strong. She beat Songlike, who came out and won impressively during the midweeks. And the third horse there, Acume, has come out and won at the provincial since. And then, of course, last preparation, she did run second to Tulip in the Magic Night. So, good form, gets the right run. She's got the race fitness. I'm leaning towards the 5, just ahead of the 2, Formality. That trial really caught my eye. She's obviously a Group 1 place getter, and she looks to have come back in great order. Number 3, Champagne Cuddles. No surprise if she beats both of them. She'll be sitting just off them, I expect, and be saving herself for that last shot at them. She's been trialling well. She's undefeated. What more can she really do? And number 1 More Honey. I'll put her in for 4. She's a bit of a giant killer. She's got that reputation, and she'll be right out the back getting the absolute last crack at them. In a tricky little race, I've gone 5, 2, 3, and 1.
It was interesting this morning, Paul, with James Cummings and Glenn Schofield, and the way that the wind is, that they're going to be running into it down the back straight, the southwesterly. Glenn thought that, they had opposite thoughts. One said they'd go back and one said they'd go forward. So it'll be interesting once we get closer to hear any views on what they might do with the bottom one in that first race. Paul likes 5, 2, 3, and 1. What about race 2 here, Quinny? The Randwick Mayor's Cup on. This is a big day, the Might and Power Day for the Randwick City Council. The people that live around this region, they can show their rates ticket and get free entry today.
Absolutely outstanding way to get to the races. And a short price favourite here with the Toppy Sayed, $1.50 out to $1.60. More Moe's been 7 into $5.50. Get on the Grange, $6.50. Vassal, stablemate to Sayed, has attracted support today, $8.50 into $8. Then we have Ouvre at 16, 4 Carat 17. And 0 to 10 might be the likely leader and has been specced 100 to 1 into $61. The favourite, Joycey, just the slightest of drifts today. Where do you have Sayed in the run?
Yeah, look, I think wherever Hugh Bowman wants to settle, really, Quinny, probably in the first three, ideally third defence, getting some cover. As you said, the roughy number 7 could go forward and lead them up, and I don't think Aubrey will be far off them. And you never know, Vassal or 4 Carat may go forward. But look, I've had to stick with Sayed, 1, 6, 3, and 4. Will I be putting my whole bank on $1.60? No, I won't. There's a better horse coming later in the day if you want to put your whole bank on one, but he won by 5 1/4 lengths in a benchmark 85. He's only up to an 89. He's won 3 of his past 4, 4 of his past 6. He's effective on all types of ground, and we've got Hugh Bowman to do the steering. So, yes, I think he will win. $1.60 for me. Look, maybe if you're taking a multi, he might be the right horse to throw in for a multi. Number 6, More Mullet. If you wanted an absolute knockout, he would be the only one. He's in form winning his past 2, but his last win was only a benchmark 70 at the midweek. It was an impressive finish to win. He gets an 8-kilo weight pull off Sayed. So I'm not disagreeing with anyone who makes a case for him. I do think he's the obvious threat if there is one. Bit of a gap then to get on the Grange. He's got to make up 5 1/4 lengths to turn the tables on Sayed and only get the 0.5-kilo weight swing. And then we've got the 4 Vassal, who does have a bit of Randwick form and definitely likes the good tracks. But it'd be a shock to see him beat, put it that way. 1, 6, 3, and 4.
Righto, we move to the Tab Highway, sponsored by Harvey Norman III at 1:15. And the biggest push of our interviews this morning, read this race from Ty England. Very solid push on Arresta. He said he's got the good barrier. He'll sit right behind them. He was a very confident jockey with this mount today. What's happening in the race, Quinny?
Yeah, Arresta has been popular. 3.80 into 3.30. Favourite now from My Toga Son, a $4.80 second elect. Then we have Last Try Win, 6. There's been good support throughout the course of the week for El Cabana, $13 into $9.50. Chidana, a $10 chance. Force of Magic, 13. Get Up Strop, Best the Rest at $14. If you're chasing a roughy, there's been a little bit of money around for number 8, Mr. Marmalade, 17 into 16 after 18 was bet yesterday. An open race, Arresta is the well-backed favourite, and Joycey should sit just off the speed, as Ty said.
Yeah, it looks that way, Quinny. Barrier 1's a massive plus here. He should just lob in the perfect trailing position. They always move along in these cab highways with the big field. Get Up Strop will go forward. Force of Magic rushes forward also. And Mr. Marmalade generally likes to go right up there on the speed. So good pace. Great race. I love these set weight highways. The better horses should prevail. And number 14, Arresta, I think, is the best horse in the race. I've gone 14, 1, 11 and 2. As we've already covered Arresta, the run it should get. But on the ratings, he's a 69 rater, a last start winner in open three-year-old grade at Doomben. Yet he gets in here on 55 kilos under the set weight scale, being a three-year-old. Yeah, he's got to take on the older horses, and he's only just turned 3. But with the run he gets, and being, I think, just a better horse, I do think he's one of the best bets of the day. So no surprise, Ty England is confident with this one. If you want to value Quinella, number 1, Get Up Strop. I think this horse will run a big race here at double figures. His 3 runs this prep, 2 of them have been in open class sprints. One was at Maruya, one was at the Sapphire Coast, admittedly. But last start, a 2nd to no pushover, who came to town during the week and was placed behind Up and Rolling. And obviously the Maruya Open was 3rd behind Ragins and Gold Horizon. So we've got some form there. And I think coming back to a class 3 set weights highway, Get Up Strop from that barrier will give you a great sight of double figures. The 11, My Tagger Son, good run last start behind Prada Miss, and obviously Huey Bowman from Barrier 2. you can't miss there. And number two, Last Try Wins, who I have backed on a few occasions. I'm finally dropping off backing him straight out because he seems to always find one better. He's now had 35 starts for 3 wins and 14 placings. So he's one you want to make sure you put in your trifectas or quinellas. 14, 1, 11 and 2 in the highway.
Righto, the Big Six today begins with race four. There's a projected pool of around 200,000, and of course it could become a five with Winks in the mix here. The fourth race, again, a strong push at double figure odds here from Chris Wather with Live Less Ordinary. He said he's definitely not a one pacer. He's trialled well, and don't be worried that it's 1,400. He expects a cheeky run from this horse today, Quinny, Life Less Ordinary.
Has been a firmer as well, Andrew. Opened $14, got out to $16, subsequently backed all the way down to $10. But the best backed runner is the stablemate and favourite coming through. Criterion's little brother was posted a $4 chance, backed into as low as $3.50, just has eased slightly to $3.60, but still heads the market at that quote. Mogadore's had a little bit of interest today, $7.50 into $7, ins and out the other one in the market at an $8 quote. And it does look a race, Joycey, where plenty of these runners could push forward.
Yeah, not sure how it's all going to unfold, Quinny. I'm sort of hoping that there's not too much early pace in the race. I'm tipping my roughie of the day here, number four, Petrosian. I've gone 4, 2, 6, and 9. And I'm tipping Petrosian because 3 runs back when this horse drew wide at Warwick Farm, Rachel Murray was aggressive on him. He went forward and led, and he managed to hold on, went back from 18s into 12s, and he beat Nat King Koo in a very close photo. And Nat King Koo since has been consistently placed and won in town. So it turned out to be a strong little form race. Since then, he's been dropped back to 1,100 metres. He's flashed home on both occasions after being outpaced early, but jumps back to the 1,400 today off a wide gate. So if Rachel Murray goes forward and leads or sits outside the lead, I'm sure Petrosian is going to give you a very big sight at big odds. So he's my roughie of the day. Number two coming through, the obvious threat. Look, he uses class. He's been trialling super. He's got this lovely soft gait, and he should be close enough to them that if they do happen to have any sort of easy mid-race sectionals, he can still gun them down. I've got the 6 for 3rd here, Embley. I've liked his 2 runs back. He's just found trouble on each occasion. First up 1,100, second up 1,350. So the 1,400 third up looks about spot on. I'll probably be even more keen fourth up off a spell, but don't be surprised if he comes out and wins today. And number 9, Evanos, I can't believe I've got him fourth pick. On his last run, he was an absolute black book special. He should have won at Canterbury when badly held up in the straight, flashed through when the race was all over to grab second. He beat a horse there called Malahat that ran third. Very smart horse from Godolphin. So there's some depth in this race, and I do think Life Less Ordinary is one to keep an eye on. Whether or not he'll get the tempo today, that's my only query with him. 4, 2, 6, and 9, really looking forward to race four.
Yeah, Peter Snowden said with Evanos, he said, we're going 1,100 to 1,400, but this is the nice race for him, right trip, and he probably thinks the horse will settle in the first four today in the fourth race from this morning's interviews. Let's move to race five. We're getting into the good races now, Quinny. This is the up-and-coming. What's happening in the marketplace with Tab Fixed Odds?
Calculated's been popular, Andrew. Heads the market at 250. The best backed runner, though, is the second-elect Gold Standard from the Waterhouse Bot Stable. Was $10 on Wednesday and popular at that quote. Now the second-elect at $5 with a slight deduction along the way. Sanction now $5.50. Trapeze Artist, the other runner in single-figure odds, at $7. If you're chasing a roughie, Toga Picked has attracted a little bit of money today at the $11 quote. But there look to be a couple of runners going forward here, Joycey. Where do you have the well-backed second-elect Gold Standard?
Look, I think they'll want the front, Quinny. On debut, this horse didn't have the pace to lead, and he wasn't as effective there behind Addictive Nature. At his second start, he was right on the speed, and he was very brave there, winning at Canterbury. So I've got him leading. I think Sanction will press forward from the gate. We've got Ace High will kick up. And Trapeze Artist interests me with the 61. Just not sure how aggressive they'll want to be with that big weight. But I've gone 6, 8, 9 and 3. I'm with Calculated. I've got to stick with him. Big rap on this horse from the first time I saw him at the trials this time in. He's just looked like a good horse. He obviously came out one impressively first up. And then second up, look, he just bumped into a really smart one in Siege of Quebec. He loomed as if he was going to win. Couldn't quite get past him, but they get the third horse, which is always a good sign. And he has trialled in the last 35 days. He's looked spot on. gets a lovely soft run with 53.5. I've just got to stick with number 6 Calculated. I couldn't go away from him today. The 8 Gold Standard is the danger, though. As I said, lightly raced, impressive winner last start, should lead off the inside gate. The 9 Sanction, if you want to just look at a good type today out there at the races, have a good look at this fellow. Lovely colt by Teofilo, trained now by James Cummings. 2 trials, he's won both of them. He'll give you a great sight if you want to go his way. And the 3 Toga picked of the stable, mate, he'll be the opposite. He'll be out the back waiting for the last shot at them. Just depending on how the wind and the track's playing on the day, he could end up being a good roughie in the race. 6, 8, 9, and 3 in the up and coming.
Let's move to the Bob Ingham Warwick Stakes. We've been kept right up to date through the week with Winx. Right now, she's having chill-out time. She's had a breakfast there a couple of hours ago after she trotted for about 2,000 metres at about 4 o'clock this morning, maybe a bit after that. She gets picked up about 3.5 hours before her race, and she's brought here, and she'll be ready to go. What price is Winx right now, Nick?
$1.07, Andrew, the biggest single bet on her throughout the course of the week, a wager of $61,600 at $1.08. I'll save you doing the maths. That punter will profit $4,928 if and when she is successful. She's obviously all the rage. Inference and Fox Play at $16. Antonio Giuseppe, $17. Ecuador, a $23 chance. Ecuador does look the likely leader, Joycey.
Yeah, he does, Quinny. Look, obviously the way people play this race depends on your budget and where you are in the day. But look, I've gone 7, 1, 4, and 8. Obviously, Winx clearly on top, and she just wins. And good luck for those that have had the 50 and 60,000 on it, the decent little $1.08, $1.07, because it's an easy way to make money. The bank definitely won't give it to you if you go and ask them. She should get a lovely run. I expect her to settle 3rd or 4th today, the way I've got the map done, and Huey Bowman will probably want to get her off the fence as early as possible. But it all depends on what Adam Hieronymus does on Ecuador. And being from the Gay Wardhouse Adrian Bott stable with 3 trials under his belt, I wouldn't be surprised if they even try and get going a little bit early on him from the front, just to make the others run out of genuine 1,400. Won't worry Winx, of course. She'll go past Ecuador. But I do think he can stick on for 2nd. He's got great first-up stats. He's 6 of 7 in the Quinella first-up. Loves the 1,400 here at Randwick. He's never missed a top 2 finish from the 1,400 at Randwick. So if you're looking for a Quinella or a different way to play the race, I'll be taking Winx from Ecuador. And I do suggest go the Quinella rather than the Exacta because, funny enough, the Exacta will pay less than the Quinella, I expect. Number 4, Antonio Giuseppe, another great first-up performer. He'll be doing his best work late. And number 8, obviously, Fox Play. She shouldn't be too far off them. She's capable first-up. But I just think Ecuador's the way I'm going to play the race anyway in the Quinella with Winx. 7, 1, 4, and 8 for me in the Warwick Stakes.
Can't wait for 3 o'clock this afternoon. Let's move to the Toy Show Race 7. Dixie Blossoms changed the market when she came out late yesterday afternoon. Nick, what's happening in the market here?
Yeah, the revised market, Andrew, had Euro Angel $3.70, is subsequently firmed into $3.60. Imposing Lass $4.60. Sweet Redemption $5.50. Zanbar $8. Hetty Heights, $9. Perfect Rhyme, $11. Rocket Commander, Best the Rest at $12. Taking a look at the speed map, Joycey, there has been a bit of money around for the 3rd Elect Sweet Redemption. It does look the likely leader from gate 1.
Definitely, Quinny, she'll be straight in front from barrier 1, and she'll take some beating too. She's got the blinkers off today, but I still think they'll be aggressive on her and lead. Rocket Commander probably sits outside. And that's probably it for the speed. There doesn't look that much pace. Moroccan Ruby not far off the roughie. I've gone 3, 4, 7, 9. 3 Euro Angel on top. I think Brent Navdala will make the most of that lovely soft barrier. First up, Last Prep ran 2nd behind In Her Time in the Millie Fox. So that looks good form. But what I really liked was her last trial. It was only on Monday behind Ugo Foscolo there at Warwick Farm. And she looked to me to absolutely cruise up behind those good horses. Ecuador ran 2nd in the trial. So to me, she looks as though she's ready to go here first up, and I'll lean her way over the 4 Sweet Redemption, who'll take a stack of catching from the front. Number 7, Imposing Lass, so she's a class mare, this one as well. 10 starts, 5 wins, 3 placings. She's had the 2 trials, and she's looked good. If she can find a bit of cover, I think she'll be right in the mix. And if you want my roughie for the toy show, number 9, Shazzy Lee. Now she come through a trial behind Dixie Blossoms, Russian Revolution, Champagne Cuddles. Filled the placings in that trial, and she was right on their heels in 4th. We haven't seen her since she won the Hawkesbury Guineas. 3, 4, 7, and 9 in the Toy Show.
Yeah, the boys threw her in this morning as well, Shazzy Lee. I had Scott Singleton on the show yesterday, and while it's a step up, he certainly feels that off the trial, very capable of getting into some money today there, Shazzy Lee in the toy show. To the show county again, Ron Quinton's horses came out, Nick, Boss Lane and Daisy Doom.
Omay Sword heads the market here, a $2.40 chance. It was $2.30 when the revised market was posted, so just the slightest of drift. Spectroscope now a $5 second elect with Deploy. Deploy has been popular in from 7. Invader $6.50. Burning Passion $11. The Virginian $11. That's a good idea. Best the rest at $17. And some of the roughies here, Joycey, look the likely leaders.
That's a good idea. We'll lead, I would expect. That's his racing pattern. Deploy goes forward from that tricky gate. Burning Passion, another one that presses forward. That puts enough speed in the race. So I've gone 4, 7, 8 and 6. With Spectroscope, just at the better value than Omay Sword. They're both class animals. I can't wait to see both of them resume, actually. But I'm a big Spectroscope fan. Obviously, he burst onto the scene in Australia last campaign. Progressed all the way to the Doncaster, where he was well and truly in the market. Didn't have much luck there on the heavy 8. Then he was spelled after finishing just on the place getter's heels in the Hawkesbury Cup. I've liked these trials. I think if Hugh Bowman can find clear air on him, he'll make this very interesting with the favourite Omay Sword, who's probably going to be buried away on the fence and need an out. And I think Huey might be the one there trying to find clear air first. And Omay Sword will be rattling home trying to gun down Spectroscope. Should be a terrific race as she's been trialling terrifically Chris Waller's mare. Number 8 Invader, keen to see him back as well. Probably today's a bit of an ask for him to knock off these other two, but he'll be competitive. And the 6 Deploy, well, ever since he's been gelded, he's just a different horse. He'll definitely make these others work. This is a great little race, 4, 7, 8, and 6.
Yeah, he was really upbeat, James, on Spectroscope. James Cummings this morning, he said he's brought the horse along quietly, he's responded to that, and he's got a lot of speed ready to launch today, and the good tempo will suit. He was very confident, or very positive, I should say, James Cummings this morning on Spectroscope. Let's move to the last here. Quinny, due over the sprint trip, 1,000 metres at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we've got an easing favourite here with number 8, Gilbrother Girl, who's a $4 chance out from 370. There's been money around for the second elect Clipper, 480 into 420. Then we have Super 2, 5. Others to attract a little bit of support. Wider Claim at the $14 quote has been popular. And the 4, Last Witness, 23 into 17. Does look a tough way to end the program. Clipper has been the best backed and likely to sit just off the speed, Joycey.
Just off a very hot tempo, I would expect, Quinny. We've got Top Striker, Lion Couchant, Wider Claim, Super 2, and as you said, Clipper. Good speed in the last over 1,000. I spoke to Andrew when I did the podcast on Thursday morning. Told him I'd been waiting patiently for this one to return since May, and she's back today, the 6 Gibraltar Girl, 6, 5, 3, and 10. She was a certainty beaten in the Denise's Joy. That was on a good track. She got back. She was held up from the 400 to the winning post. Never got a crack at them. She'd won before that here at Randwick, and I think she's a group mare in the making. So benchmark 84 is perfect for her today, on top of the ground, most importantly, and also to get that good tempo up front. So she's clearly my best of the day. 3 months in the waiting. Let's hope I get something out of it. Number 6, Gibraltar Girl. To beat the 5 Pro Consul, this horse is flying for Greg Hickman. Close up last start, in the money at the previous 2. Throw him into your multis. The 3, Sangiovese, well, she's a 1,000-metre specialist. She should get all the cover in the run. She'll be there late. And the 10, Clipper, she's tough, she's honest. She's never missed from 8 starts a win or a placing. So she'll definitely be thereabouts again. But I just don't think any of them have the upside of number 6, Gibraltar Girl. 6, 5, 3 and 10 in the last.
And she's your best, is she, mate?
Without any question of a doubt, Andrew, it's not long you wait 3 months to get one, and I've been waiting patiently for her. So she's clearly the best. Race 9, number 6, Gibraltar Girl.
Okay, and have you got your quaddy? How are you going to play that? Obviously, one out in the first leg.
Yeah, it's basically a treble, isn't it, Andrew? As we discussed the other day, 7 winks to stand out the first leg makes it easy. Second leg, 3, 4, 7, 9, and 5. Third leg, 4, 7, 8, and 6. And we'll bring it home with 6, 5, 3, and 10. And for $20 today, we get 25% off the dividend, courtesy of Winx being in the first leg. So if you want a bit of fun and cheer home Winx in the opener, put that quaddy on and you should get a great run for your money.
Let's hope so. Good on you, Paul. We'll see you out here, mate. I know we'll have, straight after today's Warwick Stakes, Paul Joyce will be on giving us the very much urgent and required analysis of how hopefully she does it and what other runs will come out of it. That's with Darren Flindell and Paul Joyce at the end of today's Warwick Stakes right here on Sky Sports Radio. Have a good day, Paul.